Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
All right, welcome into another edition of Pony and Muller. It is a hump day. March 22nd, 2023. Mulsey's across from me in some golf gear. Donnie is wearing a t-shirt that has Dusty Road stuff on it.
Why are you dressed all in black?
Somebody asked me this morning if I was going to a funeral, and I said no.
Well, if you were, it would be like a European, like, disco rave funeral, because you're not dressed in, like, an all-black suit. You're dressed in, like, black leisure or club wear, almost.
Yeah, so bad question, you think?
Yeah, kind of a weird question. But why are you dressed in black?
Because I had a black shirt, and I thought black pants would match it better.
You thought right.
What else was I going to go with?
Khaki. Jeans? You could have worn jeans, yes.
Went black on jeans. Black, man.
Black jeans, even. Why don't we have that Blue on Black song as part of one of our bands?
Blue on Black.
Who sings that one?
That's the one that goes...
Doesn't bring you...
Yep. Doesn't change a thing, but
Blue on Black.
Blue on Black, yeah.
We'll figure it out.
Anyways, Starkey just said something to me on the way out here that I wanted to bring up right off the bat here. Because in all the conversation that we had yesterday at the tail end of the show about Roethlisberger saying that the 49ers reached out to him and he had to pray on the decision to play for them. He had to think it over. He had to figure out if he wanted to extend his football career and go join a team that was without a quarterback, or so they thought, and had a chance of winning the Super Bowl and were maybe a quarterback away. I had Joe just tell me something, a Ron take, that baffles me. And we didn't get into this yesterday. Apparently, Ron said with Joe and Bob today that if Roethlisberger had gone and played for the 49ers, that Steelers fans would have rooted against him? That Steelers fans would have rooted for him to fail in San Francisco?
Has Ron been listening to me and only me do sports talk for a long time? And conflating my opinions with everybody else's, I would have rooted for him to crash and burn, but I think the majority of the city would have rooted for the exact opposite.
I'm just completely floored by that.
Did Ron bring it up to like try to make it like even more sympathetic? Like they would have been so ungrateful, they'd have called him a traitor. I don't get it. Is it designed to make the people of Pittsburgh look overly vindictive?
You're right. I mean, I'm just going through things that would make sense. That maybe Steelers fans all along really didn't like Ben, but just had to tolerate Ben and live with Ben because he was a great, great quarterback for the better part of 18 years. And the second he leaves,
is he trying
that
to convey,
it frees you up to root against him?
Is he trying to convey that people were tired of him by the end and ready to move on, and that him coming back in a different uniform would have been a
but
slap
he wouldn't
in
have,
the face?
He wouldn't have come back. You know, it's not like Brady and the Bucs playing in New England or Favre with the Vikings playing in Green Bay. He would have been out of sight, out of mind in San Francisco playing NFC teams in the playoffs, and then definitely not you in the Super Bowl if it were to have gotten to that point. Were Patriots fans, when they were going 7-9 with Cam Newton, were they rooting for the Chiefs to beat the Bucs in the Super Bowl because they didn't want Tom Brady to get a seventh ring? without them?
I think that was a polarizing discussion up there for sure. I think there were people
I think fans almost unilaterally wanted Brady to win.
Oh, no, I don't think so.
Because they wanted Brady. They wanted – see, Brady still got it. Brady can still do it. Take that, Hoodie. Take that, Bill.
No, I think they had already gone to their respective corners. You were either a Belichick was the mastermind guy or you were a Brady guy.
Completely disagree. You said yesterday that you'd root for Sid to win Stanley Cups if he ever left the Penguins.
Sid has not been.
But Sid is the hockey equivalent of Tom Brady.
Nah, he's actually better in the sense that he has not ever gotten into anything goofy off the field. He's incredibly easy to
root Patriots
for.
Fans don't look at Brady as having...
You called them assholes yesterday. They're not exactly the most... they're fickle people. They're people prone
what
to just switching
allegiances.
What has
Brady done off the field that would have caused Patriots fans to finally
maybe
say, you know what, I hate this guy?
Maybe he cost them a lot of money in the TB12 realm.
Yeah, okay.
Or maybe they knew he'd endorse crypto and then they'd go broke.
When you were out of town... I had Rich Hill on the show, who grew up in Massachusetts and said that when Brady left the Patriots, he just adopted the Bucks and became a Tampa Bay fan.
So Rich Hill speaks for all of Massachusetts?
He's a masshole. He's from Walpole, Massachusetts.
So now you're calling a new Pirates starter. You're slandering him with that name.
I think he'd look at that as a term of affection, Malzy.
Oh, yeah?
I think they look at that like a badge of honor, like we do Yinzer. I think it's the same thing.
Yinzer is an
A term of endearment, and so is masshole to them.
Oh, it is, really?
They can call
Adding one letter to a profane put-down.
Yes, they can call each other that, but if somebody from the outside were to say it, well, then those would be fighting words.
Oh, okay. All right. All the Tommies and Quincy.
I mean, Steelers fans, when they heard about this yesterday, were they thinking, thank God, because it would have somewhat tarnished his Steelers legacy or NFL career?
Correct me if I'm wrong.
That he would have played a handful of games for another team?
Correct me if I'm wrong, but at the outset of last year when he wasn't coming back, didn't he make it clear that being a Steeler for life was a big deal to him?
Yeah, he did.
So don't you think that would have compelled some people, not many I still think, but some people to actually back Ron's opinion here and say, wait a minute, 3 or 4 months ago you were a Steeler for life. We don't care how raw your feelings are towards the GM and the head coach. Now you're not a Steeler.
Yeah, but here's what makes
it. You went chasing a title.
Here's what makes it different. It's so, like, there's the whole Yager thing where Yager flirted with the Penguins and then went and played for the Flyers. And even before that, with the dying alive comments, which every time he touched the puck here, even though he was a great player, he got booed until the very, 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 very end of his career when he was in his mid-40s. And by then, fans started to appreciate what he was doing. It's different with Roethlisberger, I think, because he was no longer wanted here. If the Steelers say, hey, Ben, want to come back for another year? And he goes, no, I'm good. And then a few months later, he's slinging the football around to Deebo Samuel and Brandon Ayuk and George Kittle. Then I think it sits differently. It would for me. Like, wait a minute. We gave you we opened the door for you. We wanted you back, man. And you kind of were a little bit dishonest or said, I'd rather go chase a title with this team because it gives me a better chance to win. Screw the Steelers. Like, no, there's none of that.
I think his saying,
the door was locked here. The door was, I guess, slightly ajar in San Francisco for him to maybe join up with them.
But
and
I
play.
Think his whole saying, I want to be a Steeler for life, was his way to put a spin on a bad situation. I.e., team didn't want him back. He could say, well, I always did just want to be a Steeler for life. If people take that at face value, then you go join another team. You are, by definition, not a Steeler for life anymore. If Derek Jeter retires from the Yankees, then decides, because he should have at that point, he was
still
done.
A Yankee for life.
But then he goes and just think of the National League team that is like the least sexy. He goes and joins the Colorado Rockies on a run to a title to play shortstop.
Still a Yankee for life.
But he had ended his career in a Rockies uniform.
Yeah, but I still think of him as a Yankee. Who cares?
Except for the year where he was a Rocky and possibly won a title there.
All right, but like Franco, we don't look back and think about his year in Seattle.
Well, because he played there for 5 minutes, basically.
Sure.
But Ben would have been playing in the most prominent stretch of games of the season, and if you believe he had something left, possibly taking the Niners to their first Super Bowl since the mid-90s. Win, I mean. And then he would have given the Niners, how many do they have, 5 still? Are they stuck on 5 or are they with 6 now? No, they have 5.
They have five because they lost the
Ravens.
He
would have put the Niners on equal footing to the Steelers.
Oh, no Steelers fan would be offended by that.
Have you seen the shirts they make in the Strip District? Plenty of people would have been offended by that.
They're already tied with the Patriots.
Oh, he couldn't get us up the stairway to 7, but he turned San Francisco into 6 Francisco.
I completely disagree with you.
Well, there's a shock.
they'd say, look at Ben, he's got three rings now, even more reason to consider him one of the great quarterbacks of all time. Good for Ben.
I think
Ron has had his fingers on the pulse right of this town and this fan base for the better part of 100 years. And so for him to come out and say that fans would root against Roethlisberger, I am is chastened the right word? Can I feel chastened by that?
I think you'd want to just go with garden variety. You're shocked.
I am just completely shocked by that.
But I think I didn't hear the tone in which he said it, but I've got to believe it was in these ungrateful fans, or they've always been so mean to him, would have used this as another opportunity, you know, wielded it as a cudgel against Ben. I think I can't imagine that he was saying it and then saying, and they'd have had good reason too.
Like, how dare you tarnish your Steelers legacy by cheating on us with the 49ers at the end of your career? You mean like that? But that's how fans would take it?
I just think that they would say, why
how
are you
could
going
you?
There? I think they would say, why are you going there? The group of people.
Because he thinks he can still play. He's a professional athlete. The same reason why James Harrison went to New England when he couldn't get on the field here.
I think people wanted to see him fail, although there was the whole they hated Mike Tomlin quotient, so they really, it was,
no,
the,
I wanted,
it was the who do you want to succeed.
I wanted Harrison to fail too because I hated the Patriots, but I didn't really slag the guy for it because he wanted to play and the Steelers wouldn't give him reps. They wouldn't give him opportunities.
Bottom line is, I think Ron's overall thesis is more wrong than it is right. I think the significant majority, probably 65 to almost 75%, 3 out of every 4 Steelers fans potentially would have cheered for him.
Well, let's see how many we can get to call in and say they would have been upset with that.
I wouldn't have, and I'm a loud voice.
Let me hear you use a loud voice right now to make your point.
I wouldn't have cheered for Ben Roethlisberger in San Francisco. As a matter of fact, I'd have rooted hard against him. 7 interceptions in their first playoff game to ruin their dream season. And then throwing Brandon Ayuk under the bus.
Would you have been upset with Big Ben if he played for the 49ers? How would that have made you feel as a Steelers fan? 412-928-9370. That's 412-928-9370. Cook seems to think, according to Starkey, so I'm getting this secondhand, that Steelers fans, the majority of them, would have rooted against Ben. They would have wanted him to fail there. 412-928-9370. Is that an accurate take? Is that an accurate depiction of how that would have made you feel? Try to picture him in that gold helmet and their wine jerseys, wearing the jersey that once belonged to Colin Kaepernick, the number 7 out there.
Are they really
for
wine
for the 49ers?
Anymore? They're just red.
Well, it's like, are the Steelers yellow or gold?
They're yellow.
No, but it's black and gold.
Yeah, but Wiz Khalifa's more correct that it's yellow.
No, it's black gold. And gold.
No, it's yellow. Like mustard is...
Donnie, break the tie for me here, please.
Technically, it's gold, but the color is yellow.
So, technically, I'm correct. It is
yeah, but they
yellow.
Have names for it, like maize and blue at Michigan, not if, blue and yellow.
If an outsider who knew nothing about football...
You asked them, what are the Steelers'
said, what are their
colors?
They would say black and yellow.
Well, we'd have to teach them and correct them to say black and gold.
Yeah, uh-huh. You know what it is.
Would it upset you? Would it have upset you to see Ben in San Francisco?
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got
you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Twenty minutes away from Stanley Cup champ Tyler Kennedy on the Reeling Penguins. Right now we're talking about Big Ben, who says he came close. He was having conversations with the 49ers about returning to football late last year after the Garoppolo injury. And I just assumed that Steelers fans would have adopted the 49ers and would have rooted for them throughout their run in the playoffs with Ben under center. Starkey told me Cook disagreed with that notion today and said now that Ben's out of town, Steelers fans would actually root against him. They don't want to see him have success outside of Pittsburgh. They would look at it, I guess, as almost a treasonous move to go play for another franchise.
You're saying Ben would be the reason for the treason there?
Joey Porter would look to start a fight with him at Bettis' golf tournament, maybe.
Andy tweets in, puts a screenshot up of Donnie Football's poll question and says, man, I was rooting against him when he was on the Steelers.
Is that your burner account?
No. No, it is not.
Here is Frank on the fan. Hello, Frank. Would you have rooted for Ben in San Francisco, Frank and Carrick?
Absolutely not. Andrew, you're a great person because you did something for me to see Andrew, to see Arthur Motes. So I appreciate you with all my heart.
Anytime, Frank. You name it, buddy. So would you have rooted for Ben?
No, sir, because, like, see, we set the standard. We were the first team to win Super Bowls, the six of them. And we would have looked at it as, like, what a jag-off he was to go and play for the 49ers and then let him tie us as far as Super Bowl win goes. See, there was a time where Maddox played against the Texans. He threw three picks. All three picks went for touchdowns.
That was the worst game by a quarterback of all time, yes.
Okay. You know what we did to him? We threw garbage in his front yard. The same stuff would have happened to Ben. His best bet would
They wouldn't have been able to get into his Swickley house, Frank. They wouldn't have been able to get in.
They'd have had to drive like a mile and a half from the main road to get to his front yard.
That thing's a fortress.
A compound. They have thrown grass at his mailbox.
You got a better chance of waltzing into Area 51 unattended than getting on the Ben compound property.
Yeah, even other players like Juju when he was on his rookie deal.
Yeah, you threw garbage. Now, I'm not condoning throwing garbage on anybody's yard. That's not nice. But fans did that because they were upset that Tommy Maddox basically melted like a candle against an expansion team at home.
That's still,
while he played for the Steelers.
That's still got to be one of the most improbable losses in NFL while history.
He lost a game for the Steelers.
Yep.
Ben would be playing for another team in another conference in another time zone. So, on the other side of the country.
So, Ben, can you imagine if Ben had gone there? Frank sounds like a dyed-in-the-wool, true blue Yinzer in the best sense of the word. Can you imagine Frank in his home watching the Super Bowl? Ben throws a pick that goes the other way for a touchdown, and Frank is fist pumping there, and he feels real weird about it.
I love Frank, but I think he's so wrong about that. A great text just came in that makes my point. Thank you for this text. Penguins fans adopted the Vegas Knights because of Marc-Andre Fleury.
Marc-Andre Fleury was more...
I rest my case.
Marc-Andre Fleury, the person, is more beloved in Pittsburgh than Ben, the person.
How about Ben, the player, versus Marc-Andre Fleury, the player?
My whole point is Marc-Andre Fleury, the person, is the reason Marc-Andre Fleury, the player, was adopted. People love the guy because he was like the ultimate, ultimate good guy.
Okay, so let me ask you a question, Mr. Brainiac.
Yes?
If Troy Polamalu had just latched on with the team and tried to win a Super
much
Bowl,
better
you think that's different?
I think much better chance people here would have rooted for him. They'd have also, when did we know the story that he was cut over voicemail, basically?
A couple years after it happened.
Okay, so that wouldn't have been fresh on top of mind.
Here's Dave on the fan. Hello, Dave. Dave?
Thanks for taking my phone call.
Anytime, Dave. So what would you have done if you had to watch Ben in San Francisco last December? How would that have hit you?
I don't want any, nothing against Ben. I don't want any other team winning six Super Bowls, except for, I mean, I get it. Them Jokers up north once. Yeah, I know. Three of them were a little, you know, shaky. But, I don't want anybody tying our record. It has nothing to do with whether Ben.
So let me ask you a question, Dave. If Ben had suited up for the Philadelphia Eagles to win a Super Bowl, you would have been A-OK with that? You would have rooted for him?
Yeah, that wouldn't have bothered me the least bit. Our one shtick is we have six Super Bowls. Because I know we're not going to win anymore because of our coach right now.
But you share that with the Patriots now. You don't even own that anymore. You share it. They have six, too.
Hold on. But his technicality is three of them were a little shaky, I think, in his words. He also managed to get a Tomlin dig in there. And also, you have not acknowledged yet that one of the reasons I brought up that people wouldn't root for him is the same thing that's been said by both of our callers so far. Didn't want another team to get to six.
That is going to be such a minority opinion by the time we're done with this that you are going to regret even having brought that back up.
You better start taking more calls, pal, because I'm two for two, bro.
Because Janet's going to agree with me. Hello, Janet.
No, sir, I'm not agreeing with you.
Damn it.
Why not, Janet?
Because they were going for six. I'm from Ohio. I did not want San Francisco to get six. I would have rooted for Ben for almost anywhere else, but not there.
Did you plant that call? Donnie, was that a comedian or an actress? What are the odds of that? That I just put her right up and she could not wait to disagree with me.
She did the best.
That's just good radio.
She did the best thing you can do. She didn't even pause for pleasantries. She just wanted to drop an absolute hammer on you.
All right, so the first three callers we've taken have said they would have rooted hard against Ben in San Francisco because they wouldn't want the 49ers to match the Steelers for Super Bowl titles. Is that how you would have felt? 412-928-9370. Here's Alec on the fan. Hello, Alec.
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
Hey, yeah, I'm going to break the streak here, and I agree with Tony. I would have rooted for Ben.
Yeah.
And my one big reason here is that I think if Ben, on the same circumstances that he left Pittsburgh, he kind of wasn't wanted anymore. So if he goes to San Fran and succeeds, I think that gives us a bigger chance of not going into another year with Matt Canada.
Oh.
He took me by surprise a little bit there. I thought he was going to say it would make Art Rooney so mad he'd fire Mike Tomlin, which I would think would be the upshot for most people in this little debate. All right, you're down.
So it would make Canada look so bad that this season,
I disagree with that.
By the end of things, would have felt even worse because
look at what Ben's doing. You drove
Canada would have held him back.
See, I think
we need to keep up with the Joneses. If Shanahan can make Ben a great quarterback, we need someone to bring that out.
That would have been viewed. That would have been viewed as Kyle Shanahan is so good at calling plays. His mastery of offense is the story here, not Matt Canada being bad at it.
Here's another interesting text. Pony, I can't believe you're saying you would have rooted for Ben to win. If Roethlisberger wins the Super Bowl in San Francisco, Steelers fans are saying, we should have never let Ben go. We were dumb to draft Kenny. No, I don't agree with that.
I think there would have been a real groundswell of why do we have this bum Pickett
no
here?
No groundswell.
I got a tweet. I actually got a tweet. If Ben succeeded in San Francisco, there would have been a boisterous groundswell calling to get him back to Pittsburgh to take over for Pickett.
No groundswell whatsoever.
Not only a groundswell, Pony, a boisterous one.
No, because it would have been the system. It would have had more to do with Shanahan and less to do with Ben.
It would have proved that Ben had something left in the tank, because as good of a system as it is, you still have to execute it, and he would have.
Brian is on the fan. Hello, Brian.
Yeah, Pony, you are 100% correct here. I mean, he's a Pittsburgh guy. He's become part of Pittsburgh. He stayed in Pittsburgh. The Steelers didn't want him, right? So if he goes to San Francisco, root for the Pittsburgh guy. Every single athlete that comes – I didn't hate Neil Walker when he went to –
Did you root for Barry Bonds when he went to San Francisco?
Dude, I was like 12 years old. I barely remember that.
Yeah, Brian was looking at Playboy magazines. He didn't care about Barry Bonds.
12 years old, Brian. That's when you're at your most pure fandom. Did you root for Barry Bonds as a
Giant? He was into chicks back then. He didn't care about Barry Bonds,
Mosey. You can be into both. What, you have to pick? I'm into Playboy magazines or the San Francisco Giants?
He doesn't remember. Get off his back.
Brian doesn't want to answer because he didn't cheer for Barry Bonds.
The Steelers were out of it. I understand if the Steelers were in a position where we looked at them as a Super Bowl contender and, the 49ers have less of a chance now to beat the Steelers if we get there because they're down to their third or fourth string quarterback, a guy named Brock Purdy. I would understand why Steelers fans would not want Ben to go there and still have the old cowboy slinging the ball around. But the Steelers at that point when Purdy got hurt were staring at their worst season since Tomlin took over. And I think they would have adopted, I would have adopted the 49ers in the playoffs.
Derek says, quit the homerism, Pony. Root for the name on the front of the jersey, not the name on
the
back.
Why can't I do both? Why can't I have my cake and eat it too?
Because
who said that, Derek?
Derek told you not to. He said, quit your homerism.
Troy is next. Hello, Troy.
What's up, guys?
Hey.
All right, so I would not root for him for a completely different reason than everybody else. So he's not an all-timer. Like you were saying, Michael Jordan played for the Bulls the whole time. He finished with the Wizards. He's forever a Bull. Derek Jeter is forever a Yankee. But Ben, I know what type of dude he is. He was going to go to San Fran, especially if he was playing well, and he was going to start talking junk. He was going to start talking about how they didn't let him do what he wanted to do, how the organization was this, the organization was that.
Kyle really lets me have my freedom. Here in San Francisco.
He would have been right about that, Troy, because Matt Canada was an idiot.
And because he was bashing, everybody would stop. Ben would not be as popular as he was now. I guarantee it. I guarantee it, because you know he's going to run his mouth. You know it.
He's running his mouth now.
But he's not playing for no one else. He's sitting in a studio. He's getting paid to run his mouth.
By who?
I guess himself. Probably Spence, actually.
Spence.
I think the probably Spence is my favorite moment of the show so far.
You know
far.
What? If we can't get Ben on the show, why don't we shoot for Spence?
I think we
imagine that follow-up interview.
The problem is,
ladies and gentlemen, Madden had Ben on.
We've got
Spence.
We present
you Spence.
The questions from me are, hey, I'm Spence. Mm-hmm. And he goes, yeah. Oh, yeah. Uh-huh.
Spence, how much fun is it talking to Roethlisberger?
Mm.
How cool is that?
I think I've done more to alienate Spence almost than I've done to alienate Ben.
Well, because you've gotten into Spence's journalistic integrity.
I've questioned the matter of Spence's question and answer tactics and strategies.
Here's Mike on Ben playing for the Niners. Hello, Mike.
Hey, guys. How are you?
We're good, thanks.
Hey, so Ben had a lot more left in the tank. Pittsburgh ran Ben out of here.
Now, let's start with who ran him out. You think Mike Tomlin did that? Kevin Colbert? Steelers
no,
management?
Basically the fans.
The fans? Did you see him at his last game? They were crying tears of joy for him. They loved him at the end, Mike.
They were, but they were saying he couldn't move. Well, he couldn't move, but that's why he would have did great in San Fran. He didn't have to move around. He could have handed the ball off to
Christian McCaffrey.
McCafferty or, you know, throw the ball 40 times
a
game.
So, wait, you think he had a lot left in the tank, Mike, or a little left in the tank?
He said a lot.
I think he had a lot left in the tank.
How many more years in the tank?
He would have been the starter this year for San Fran if he
was. So, Mike, so you would have loved to have seen Ben go there and win because you'd want him to stick it to all the fans here. Why do you dislike the fans here so much? They're good people.
Well, I'm a fan here.
Right.
And we are good people.
So why are you saying, yeah, the fans ran him out, go there and win and stick it to the fans, prove the fans wrong?
Because everybody said at the end of his career, oh, he can't move anymore, he's all washed up, he can't do nothing.
Respectfully.
Respectfully, right.
Thank you, Mike. Yes? Donnie, do you think John Football would have rooted for Ben and San Fran?
No.
Yeah, I don't think.
In fact,
that was
an easy
one to guess.
He said if Ben thinks he can come back and play for anybody, he's a fool.
That's why he's
That was
John
the text
Football.
I got during the first break.
Damn.
Attaway. I knew John Football wouldn't let me down. Man, Mike was a study in contradictions up there, that last call. That one had my head spinning.
Dave is next. Hello, Dave.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Hey, Dave.
What
good
up,
now
Dave?
That you called. How are you?
Hey, good, good. I would have definitely rooted for Ben. I think he still had something left in his tank, too. But I also would have had trouble with the 6 Super Bowls, but I was still rooted for Ben. And another thing, why do you even ask Malzi anything on Ben? Because you know it's going to be negative.
No, I think he's turned over a new leaf on that, Dave. I really do. I think you don't think so? You don't sense a reincarnation or renaissance for Malzi on Ben?
Not at all. It's always negative. It don't matter. You could be talking about any other sport. He'll bring up Roethlisberger and it'll be negative.
All right. Let's try this, Dave.
Well, Dave, when did I bring up Roethlisberger recently? He's the reason he's in the news.
All right. Malzi, do you think Ben Roethlisberger's a first ballot Hall of Famer?
Yeah.
Silence.
Okay. No, he said yes. That's a good answer, Dave.
He's right on the border, but he probably gets pushed just over the line.
There you go. That's something nice to say about him.
Here's another thing with Malzi always saying about last year, he'd come back when the teams were playing, you know, letting them go downfield. When they get close, they're not going to let them score. He still had to score the last points to win the game.
All right, Dave, thank you.
Wait, what?
I don't know what that last one was. I think he might have said that you were in. That might have been about Pickett, not Ben, but I'm not sure. We're running out of time here.
Is he calling me a negative Nancy? Is that what he's doing there? Is Dave
Donnie?
Calling me a negative Nancy
Donnie?
Out there? Am I getting accused?
That was about Jeff, which is still one of the all-time moments, because Jeff was the most professional down the middle.
Calls it like it is. He's asking questions.
He's a big
He doesn't have an agenda. There's
a
no
big
agenda.
J journalist.
That's the most anyone has ever gone after Jeff in Jeff's career, I would think.
I think you're right. I think Ben would have voted for me against Jeff in the Pittsburgh sports media madness.
You think he would have voted for me against Labs?
Ooh.
Probably not. I think Labs would have got. I think Labs and his Air Monarchs would have gotten the vote.
You think he would have voted for Donnie against Pomp?
No, Pomp's getting an easy.
I don't know. He follows Donnie on Twitter.
He does follow.
I am followed by. I've been followed by that account for a while.
Ben has
oddly enough.
Ben has invited Pomp into his house though.
Ben likes wings. I think Ben's intrigued by the wing thing.
Who does he vote for in Cabali versus Cook?
That's a great question.
I think he might go.
You think Ben's upset that he's not in the media madness thing now that he is technically working in the media?
I'll tell you what old Bag of Donuts has to do next year. He should list Ben as a number one seed in sports.
Absolutely.
Now he gets a 6 seed.
And then puts Spence in as a 16.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way.
Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Mr. Kennedy!
All right, the Penguins, an awful loss to the Senators the other night. Now they're in Colorado, point behind the Panthers for the last Eastern Conference playoff spot. Only 12 games to go. Tyler Kennedy brought to you by JP Roofing and Mike's Beer Bar on the North Shore. Meet me at Mike's. And fans are worried about the altitude tonight, Tyler. Is that a real thing? Altitude fatigue.
It is, but I think it's the least of their problems.
Agreed.
Again, you do feel it, but you get used to it pretty quick in a game. By the third period, you know, you get adjusted, but the first period, it definitely is an adjustment. But again, like I said, that's the least of their problems.
What's their biggest problem?
They're just vanilla right now. There's no spark from anyone. You know, Zucker was bringing a little bit. I just feel like their season's on the line. Like, they should be letting it all hang out. They need a lot more from a lot more guys.
Is there a solution to this big problem of being too vanilla? Let me put it this way. You said maybe those guys could all give a lot more, but is there something that Mike Sullivan could do, moves he could make with his lineup that could solve this problem?
You know what I'd love to see? I'd love the two-headed monster to come back together. I'm scared for the other lines, but I just would love to see those two get back together and just go on a tear. I think that would motivate me as a player.
Tyler, do those guys like playing on a line together, Sid and Gino?
Yeah, I think so. I think the game is just so fun for them when they're on the line, because they just think at such a high level that they just try stuff. And when they are together, they do well. Again, when they're on the power play, but to see them for a full night or a couple games together, I just think it'd be scary to see them just together.
What's it do for the mentality of a team? You know, they did play well against Ottawa as far as getting a ton of shots, and then this guy making his first start, what is it, Dylan Ferguson?
Yep.
Stops all but one of them, Tyler. What's it do to a team's psyche and mental state when you see a guy who's never started an NHL game do that to you and you lose despite playing better?
I think the player's been through a lot of situations where you run into a hot goalie. Again, you knew he was going to play well. Especially after he started getting a little bit more comfortable playing, getting a couple stops, you knew it was kind of snowballing for him in the right direction, that goalie. And again, it is what it is. But when a goalie plays like that and he's feeling good, I just feel like the Penguins have to find a way to get him back off his game, or to, you know, bump into him, get in his face, get some traffic in there. And I think they didn't do a very good job last game of that. I thought they made it too easy on him.
Talking to former Penguins Stanley Cup champ Tyler Kennedy. Tyler, what do you think should happen this offseason if they can't make the playoffs?
Whew. I think something has to happen. There's got to be moves that are pretty drastic in the sense that they need to change, because they haven't looked good, to be honest, for the last 2 years. You know, last year they were in and out real quick. This year they're kind of the same thing. So I think what I would do is really, you know, almost overhaul the team, where you're overhauling it, but you're not rebuilding it, if you know what I'm saying.
Should Ron Hextall be the guy making that overhaul?
No comment.
Great answer. We love that answer, Tyler. Tyler, who are the guys, when you said a lot of guys can do more, who's the person you're circling as a prime candidate for that in these last 12 games?
I don't know if there's just one person. I think one, like the fourth, fifth, sixth defenseman have to be better. I think the third and fourth line have to be better. I think when you look at Sid and Gino, I still think Sid and Gino are still playing at a pretty elite level. I think Zucker kind of cooled off a little bit. But I'm circling more the depth kind of players than anyone else.
Are they not like, you say like overhaul but not rebuild. How realistic is it that you can do that in one offseason? Because it sounds to me, correct me if I'm wrong, that you're saying basically change the personality of the bottom six here. Like just change the way the team outside of their stars goes about their business. Is that correct? Is that what you're kind of implying?
A little bit. I just think with the right, I think if Hextall or whoever makes the right moves, I think you can. I think there is opportunity in the offseason to do it.
Do you think they're going to make the playoffs as it sits right now? 12 games left and 1 point out. Do you feel like this team's still going to find a way to mount a charge and get themselves in?
Yeah, no matter what, I never bet against Sid and Gino and Letang. They're too good of players to, you know, miss playoffs. I think if they have to, they'll throw the team right on their back. I still believe they will. I really do. I still think they are. I think it's not going to be an easy task. But I think if they do get in, I think they're going to upset someone just because, you know, there's, what,
whoa,
11 games.
Wait a minute. You think if 100%. They played Boston, they'd knock them out, Tyler?
Yeah,
holy cow.
Yeah, I do. Well, when you think about it, Boston's sailing. Boston's just sailing right now. They feel comfortable right now. The Penguins are in playoff mode. They're playing playoff. Well, let's be honest. They should be playing playoff hockey right now. And if you can play playoff hockey and you know and you learn how to win for the last 10 games, it rolls into the first series where Boston's not doing that right now. They're kind of sailing. They're a great team. But I'm telling you, I think the bubble is going to burst on them.
All right, Tyler Kennedy. Thank you, Tyler. We appreciate it.
Thanks, boys.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Oh, oh, oh. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.